Hey guys, I absolutely love that you're checking out and listening to the podcast. And I only have one ask quickly, and that would be if you could please share this podcast with somebody else that you maybe know that is going through the system or struggling to navigate it from the youth soccer perspective. And that would mean the absolute world to me because, as you know, I don't sell anything through the podcast and I don't have any sponsorships. And the more people that I can help, that is my overall objective. So I would absolutely love if you could share this with somebody. Take the 5 seconds to do so by sending it through social media or WhatsApp or whatever way that you like to share content, and I will make sure that I continue to deliver valuable and insightful content for you. So let's talk about this point. Everybody sit. Come on. Sit. Eli, sit. All right, so I wanted to use this game as the perfect example. Check this out, right? First game, the first round that we played competitive, who won? Gabriel won, right? And here's the thing about Gabe. He's probably one of the lowest skilled kids here, right? And that's not a knock to Gabe. It's just where he's at. I'm just explaining, right? But on paper, who should probably win every single time? Easton Garrido should probably win every single time, right? Because they have the highest level of skill, correct? Agreed?
Yeah.
But then Gabe won the first round. Abby won a round. Who else won a round? I think Niara won a round. You won a round. He won two rounds. Oh, he didn't even win one. There you go. Garrido won two rounds. Eli, you won a round, no? No. Somebody won. Who else won? Royal won. Right, so listen, the thing that I need you guys to take away from this is just because you are the most skilled player or even maybe the least skilled player, you can win by what?
Putting out some good stuff.
There you go.
Okay, but what is the definition of competing?
Listen again.
Right? The definition of competitive, okay? Having or displaying a strong desire to be more successful than others, right? You don't think Gabe showed that in the first one when he beat all of you? Right? He was focused. He was locked in. Bam, he hit the target. You don't think Abby was when she won that round? Right? I think Abby will admit she's probably not the most skilled player. Abby, fair? Right? So she'll admit that? Right? So I don't want to hear anything because we're going to play. You guys, let's figure this out. Who wants to do, if you want to do 1v1, sit here. If you want to do the 3v3 tournament, sit here, please. Let's make a decision today. And then I need you guys in the middle to move and do a side. Thank you. So we have two people for 1-on-1. Everybody else. Okay, great. So we're doing 3-on-3. Okay, anyways, we're going to do 3-on-3, right, with a neutral. Okay, but just listen. Point is, right, listen, we are going to have the same exact teams as yesterday. The same teams. Right? I don't want to hear no shit from anybody. Oh, the teams are unfair or well, whatever. As long as you display a strong desire to be more successful than others, you have the same or better chance, or let's say equal or better chance to beat the best team here. Who is the best team here on paper? So Issa Garrido and we'll start with Gabe. So Isaac, you'll start at the neutral, right? But we'll rotate you with Gabe and then you guys will switch as neutrals, okay? So you guys stand with your teams, please. Stand up. Gabe, stand here. Stand by. Stand next to your teams, please. Yeah, stand next to them. Great. Okay, so Isaac is our neutral first, right? So on paper, right, let's all agree for a second. Let's see if we can find common ground. We would all agree that on paper, this is the best team. Why? Okay, well, they could be bigger and older, but that doesn't mean they're better. But they're probably the most skilled players, and they're probably older at the same time. Okay, so that's fair. We agree? Agree, Abby? Agree. But the point we just proved 3 minutes ago or less than was that the people that are locked in, and using the definition one more time so we're all on the same page, right? I don't know what's going on. There we go. Displaying a strong desire to be more successful than them will win. Right? But if you come in, pardon my French, half-assing, oh my God, I got to play Easton Garrido today. Dude. Screw that, bro. You got to come out freaking balls to the wall. And I'll tell you this, right? And Coach Pultz, I'm sure, will reinforce this idea. Imagine if you today had to go to Real Madrid and you had to train with and play with Vinny Jr., Jude Bellingham, Toni Kroos, Luka Modric. You don't think that you'd have to raise your level to go against them? So if you want to play at a high level in the future, dude, if you don't bring your A game here every single time, How can you expect to go to a higher level to bring your A game?
Can't.
So I heard one person say, I can't. Anybody else?
I can.
You can when you don't bring the level here?
Oh, wait,
no, I can't. Okay. Coach, anything you want to add? Nope. Okay, so any questions from anybody?
Nope.
Right, and I'm going to tell you one last thing, right? This is me personally, right? Most of you guys here are boys, right? Which means one day, you're going to be a man, right? Me and him were kids one day. We were boys. We are now men, right? The internal desire as a man is to win and be the best that you can every single day. So where does that start? Inside you. And you choose whether you show that or not. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? And I'll ask you this final question. Think about when you play one-on-one against somebody. You like losing?
No.
Doesn't it suck? And then think about the punishments we have you do where you got to be like, oh, be the tree. Be this, be that. Doesn't that suck? Isn't that kind of embarrassing?
Yeah.
Who wants to do that?
Nobody.
Riley, you want to do that? Right?
Yeah,
so how do you not do it? You go freaking dominate on the field. You guys understand what I'm saying? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Let's rock up. Let's go. Let's play. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're enjoying the podcast and finding valuable information from it. Now, I do have a quick ask of you, and that would be to make sure to follow me on all social media platforms like Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, which is at Kyle C. Wilson Official, and on Twitter, which is the Kyle C. Wilson. And if you could help me do that, that would continue to help reinforce the ideas that I want to continue producing content specifically made for you guys to help educate you. And as always, you know I'm there to help, as I have $23,195 worth of content available for free through my YouTube channel that will answer and help a lot of the problems that you're going through, or at least your child's going through. So if you haven't found that yet, go to the YouTube channel, Kyle C. Wilson Official. And without further ado, let's get back into the episode.